Alright everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is all I got for y'all right now. Sorry, I got a life too. I was talking with some guys in the chat, got a little late. I didn't want to give you guys nothing, and I'm going to go ahead and try to double up. It's a rough day for me tomorrow, but I'm going to cut through it. I'm going to try to get in there. I'm going to do some comics. I'm going to do some games. We're going to try to get something going. I think we got to do comics. So we're going to do a bunch of little comics for you guys. See if we can't get something going with that. But for now, we're going to do this Desert Stalker, which I was told was pretty good. And this game is currently in development. So if you want to go ahead and support it, you can. It's on Patreon. This is like 0.11 beta, I think. So we're gonna go ahead and 0.13, I think. So we still got a while to go. But we love in-dev games. We love supporting indie devs. So y'all go ahead and do that and support Desert Stalker on Patreon and subscribe Star. And they got a little Discord too if you want to chat about the game. So let's go ahead and get started and see how this one goes. The following content is 18 or 21, depending on where you live, and entirely fictional. I'm going to get this right. All characters are over the age of 18. All sexual acts depicted are, despite what may appear at first glance, consensual. Okay. Oh, this one might be a little dark. Something we haven't really had here on Grimm's Uncanny Valley. First time? Yeah, first time. In that case, you need to know a couple of things. Once you step out of this room, you'll be called to take on a specific role. Part of your job will be to make decisions. Those decisions and their effects will range from good to controversial. Okay. To bad. Oof. Some of those decisions will be important and have consequences. Some won't. You'll be notified if choices are highly story relevant. Oh, good. Now that's out of the way. Note that out there, things will not always be as gritty and depressing as they look in here. Don't worry. At least, not at first. But you do have to tell me if you want to see everything. The blood, the gore. Possibly some, yeah, we're no stranger to degeneracy here in Grimm's Dungeon, right? We can smooth things out for you, bend the universe a little, and hide the more troubling and violent events. Where's the fun in that? We did closed game. What have you got? What do you say? I want to live the full experience. Alright, you see the world at its best, but also at its worst. We're ready. That's all from me. If I can give you one last bit of advice before I send you out there, keep your ears open. Listen to the music and sounds that come your way. It will make this thing more enjoyable. All right, you're ready. Well, no, that's a lie, but it will do for now. Get out of here, Stalker. Prologue. Somewhere in Egypt, sometime in the future. Finally, this took way too long. Let's see why the old man said this place was so special. A sculpture of Bastet. The queen will be very happy to get this. This should earn me a decent reward. Time to leave. Your mission won't take long, right? It won't. Just a few days at most. Try to be patient. Seriously, she's such a pain when you're not around. I heard that. Come back soon, okay? I found what I came for. Time to head home. Distant engine noises. Step on it, guys. He's about to run. Is this Mad Max? This guy. He really didn't think he could just pass through our territory unnoticed, did he? I hope you're ready, Hazim. I'm excited. Calm your tits, babe. We'll be on top of him in a second, so stop busting my balls. They've had enough of a workout last night, right? Laughs. He's not wrong. I would have slept in a bit, though, afterwards, but you had to take me with you. That's a weird point. Shut up, you idiots. We've got to pray. Look at what we got here. He must be one of those desert stalkers. This is turning into a trophy hunt, Asha. Kyra is gonna love me. I'm gonna enjoy this. Great Raider trash. So, what brings a desert stalker into the outskirts of Adira, hmm? Shouldn't you be back in Zeta, sucking up to your queen? Or maybe you're bringing her something of value. Something that I want. So guys, what's the plan here? Not trying to kill the mood, but I've heard stories, and they aren't pretty. Who gives a fuck? There's three of us, he's alone. Let's charge this motherfucker and take his shit. Come on, dickhead. 2-1. Ah! Fuck! I see him, you useless fuck! Shit. Ah! You'll pay for that. Ooh. Yeah. That's my boyfriend, you asshole. I'm gonna rip your guts out and eat them in front of you. And then I'll take your car. Might makes right. That's a Zed and way, isn't it? Disarmor. Could take her out. Could take her out for dinner. Yeah, how about that? Let's take her out for dinner. Fuck that. What are you waiting for, Asani? Get him. Do you like my car? Take a closer look, bitch. Had enough? Ugh. She won't be a threat for a while. Rustling from behind. It's rough out on these streets, motherfuckers. Bitch. I can't feel my legs. Anyone? Ugh. Ugh, you fucking bastard. Painful screaming. I'm gonna borrow your girlfriend for some time. Fuck you. If you hurt her, I will. Ugh. Let's see what we got here. Nah, you'll be fine. You raiders must be used to a little blood. I will kill you. She looks kind of cute without that mask. You probably don't mind if I use your girlfriend for a bit, do you? What? Huh? Are you? Let's face it. You should be past caring. It's not like you're going anywhere anyway. No, Asha, wake up. You. Ah! You still have your claws, Asha. Pipe down, kid. She's awake. But she won't be following your directions. Alright, girl, get to work. Open your mouth. What did I say? Open your mouth. Ah, good. Now, I'm gonna enjoy skull fucking you. Ah, damn. Hey, asshole, she's not too bad at this, you know. You bastard, she's mine. Ugh. Was, kid. Was. Your story ends today. But take heart, I don't plan to keep her. Asha, you. Ugh. Her throat feels great, though. Hold still, slut. Her tongue flickers around the shaft for a second. Fuck you. Ah, I needed that. You look absolutely disgusting. Open your mouth. Ah. Hey, asshole. Hey, asshole, you see that? I guess that's it for him. What a shame. He should have seen you like this. Wow, you can piss on her. Holy shit, this shit gets crazy. We're not gonna piss on her though, folks. We don't wanna actually have to take shit off of our bit chute. Like, this is already hardcore enough. I'm done with you. Now get out of my sight. That's mine. If I see you again, I'll probably kill you. Finally. I'm getting too old for this shit. Next time I may not be as lucky. Driving off several hours later. I know that it does not always look like this. But this is where we are now. They tell stories of a great war, an ultimate fire, one that never ended. It's like the flames of the past burnt the sky forever, as if nature set up a permanent reminder of what we did. A long time has passed, too many generations are forgotten, and somewhere in that timeline, me. My name is... Nah. It actually fucking fits, doesn't it? My name is Grimm. I am a desert stalker, trained in the city of Zeta and commissioned by Zeta Queen Marineth. Or. Merneth? Huh. Merneth? My task is to hunt for ancient artifacts left undiscovered, to help build a functioning civilization again, or at least make the new Egypt she envisions more believable. Zeta is not unique, but not common either. While the weak and dependent are fair game, the strong have to obey a basic moral code. The rules are sparse, but they are there. Yes, things are not always fair, but that's nothing compared to the world outside. I'm one of several stalkers. Queen Merneth, we're gonna go with Merneth, doesn't always have a task for me. I have to follow my own path and hunt for wealth that is never guaranteed, so I can provide for my family. They're waiting for me to return, but I'm running out of fuel. So I have to detour the outskirts of Old Cairo and buy fuel from old, trusted sources. Here we are, the outskirts of Old Cairo, an example of what the rest of the world probably looks like. This godforsaken place is no place to be. Excuse me, no place to live, rather. But humans always find a way. Or what is left of them. No one knows if it's the radiation or the burned air, or a combination of both. But the people here are different. It's like they turned into living mummies. That's why they call themselves the Decayed. Their untamed will to cling on to whatever little they have. It made most of them rot from the inside too. In their world, morality is merely a fairy tale for the weak. But I know this place and its people, and they know me. If there's one upside to this hellhole, it's that the Decayed are good dealmakers. And since no one at home knows how to process fuel, these people come in quite handy. It's still a secret where they process it, but the rumors say the Decayed have slaves working at an old oil refinery somewhere in the north. Time to remind them of our agreement and get some of that fuel. But first I have to find the old warehouse where they store some of it. It should be right down the road, but I also hear noises from the ruins. Not sure if I should investigate it. I should take a look. Inaudible chatter. Haha, I told you I was right, didn't I? Do you know why they look like this? I have no idea. Probably some experiment back in the city. That is so weird. No wonder everyone hunts them down like animals. Who says they aren't? Have you ever heard them speak? Ah, look who we have here. Our old friend Grimm. Kinsey, what's going on here? Brother Cozy is showing me the elf he caught a few days ago. Hell yes, and she didn't even put up a fight. That poison trap worked immediately. I cared well for her. Let me show you. See, no bruises whatsoever. And so clean. Looks delicious. She is starving. I know. Who cares? Everyone here is hungry, but I'm not wasting my quality food for an elf. Oh. What's that thing around her neck? Oh, that? That thing is priceless. Looks like a collar, right? But it's not a normal collar. It's equipped with a sensor that goes off if the wearer moves too far away from the keys that Kinsey is holding. You said you can also manually activate the function? Yes, by a simple push on that small button on the side of the collar. Maybe we should find out? What were you talking about just now when you mentioned her looks? Her ears, what else? You know how they look. I don't need to show you. Have you ever noticed that nobody has seen an old elf? Excuse me, ever seen an old elf? I know, right? It's like they don't age at all. But I also heard that was only mentioned in some old fantasy books. Who knows? Not like we're gonna find out, Why are her eyes so gray? I don't know. I heard the color of elven eyes changes according to their mood or something. So what is she feeling if her eyes are gray? I don't care. But I bet it's nothing good. No more questions. What are you going to do to her now? I think we'll stick to what I planned for her. Cozy is right. Unless you want her for yourself, stalker. Wait, you're not giving her away just like that, are you? Of course not, Kinsey. I'm not stupid. Listen, stalker, you know how it works in old Cairo. And I know why you're here. You needed to make a stop after a long trip to some tomb again. I'll make you an offer. You hand over whatever precious item you found back in the desert, and I'll hand over this very fine specimen to you. She will be yours, along with the collar and the keys. It seems I have multiple options. One, I can make them hand the girl over, one way or another. The locals won't be happy about this. Two, I can give them the statue of Bastet and buy the elf. The queen will not reward me if I show up empty-handed. Three, I can let them finish off the elf. But elves are not common, and there might be more to her than meets the eye. Shit. Your choice can hold the door forever. Oh, shit. We don't need save names. What is this? Edit details? Oh, okay. Save the elf, hand over the artifact and buy the elf. Let them do their thing. Let me see what the elf has in store. Let's go with the elf path. You guys disgust me. I'm used to some sick shit, but this goes too far. Hand the girl over to me. I'm not making any deals today. Whoa, what's gotten into you, Master Grimm? Yeah, what the fuck? This is Cozy's catch. It's his property. It belongs to me. If I want to make a snack of it, I fucking do so. I'm not here to argue with degenerates. Either you drop your fucking meal right now or I'll make you eat shit. And then what? Everyone will know you dishonored the treaty. Oh, you're probably right. Let me think about that for a second. I'll take that risk. What the fuck, Grimm? You're gonna regret that. Fucking degenerates. Hey, are you okay? We don't have much time. If they see us here, they'll find out what's happened. There's a car outside. Get in it and don't make a sound. I'll take the keys and catch up soon. The collar can't hurt you. I won't be far. You and the elf leave the ruins and she heads to the car. Now, I probably shouldn't have done that. Like, Grimm, did you really kill them men over pussy? I'm actually more curious to what kind of secret she has. Because they said something about her, like, having secrets or some shit. And I'm not talking about, like, down there. I'm talking about, like, maybe she has some powers or some shit. You know, I'm just trying to see. Again, you can play the game however you want. If you want to, you know, If you want to watch him just fucking do her in, you can watch him do her in. It's pretty cool. You get a lot of choices in this game. So that's a lot of reasons to support it, I think. This is pretty good. It's not so much the cyberpunk, you know, stuff we're used to, but this is different. This is Mad Max Dystopia. And the very first dystopia I've played in this genre. So, I'm digging it. We're going to go for the ride. Just for a little longer. I don't have too much time left. Walk down the road. Let's follow the road and see where it leads me. Now I remember. There, the building on the right. The warehouse is always closed. This must be it. Shakik, remember our agreement. The black wall. Grimm, yes, we remember. You filled your tank just a week ago. It's a bit too soon. This is not a discussion. If you don't keep your end of the bargain, our deal is history. And God have mercy on your pitiful souls if that ever happens. Master Grimm, there's no need to threaten us. We know. Give me just a moment. Here, this is all we can spare at the moment. You know the slaves work very slowly during this season. Spare me your excuses, but this will do for now. You took the fuel can. You may leave this place. Goodbye, Grimm, and drive carefully. You don't want to drop off, you don't want to drop into one of the feeding pits. Trust me. Inaudible laughing. Creepy bastard. You walk back to the car. Let's see. Time to leave this godforsaken place and head home. Many hours later. Okay. Finally. I may have chosen a hard profession, but it comes with rewards. Not many other people I know can afford to build a place of this quality, the place of their choosing. My findings bring me resources, and resources breed contacts, and those in turn lead to new explorations. Took many years, but finally, I'm where I want to be. It's good to be home. Girls, I'm home! Someone opened the gate! Excited shouting. I knew it! You hear the sound of doors slamming open. Ugh, this gate. Why does it have to be so heavy? Alright, you can come in. Surprise! You almost scared me. That would be my stepdaughter, I guess. Her name is Ein. I am her stepdad. She usually calls me Dad, though. Hi, Ein. Hey, Dad. Say, what is that you're wearing? What, you don't like it? It looks like one of those dancers in the city now. You know, like the ones you brought home a couple of times. I know it's Mom's dress. Holy Marnieth. But I think it fits me better. I can wear it around more often if you want. Listen. You know you can't just do that. If the guards or other people in the city saw you... Come on, Dad. Don't treat me like I'm small. I'm just short. I won't let anyone touch me. Sure. You're in a freaking post-apocalyptic wasteland. I'll be good! I'll dress around in the skimpy costume. Nobody's gonna touch me! Uh-huh. You know that they wouldn't let you stop them. It's not safe enough. That's what a man does, right there. That's why you'll only wear it when I tell you to, alright? Fine, Dad. Listen, I brought a prisoner. Escort her to the basement cell, would you? She's not dangerous, but we don't know what her intentions are yet. They've been starving her, though, so bring her something to eat and make it a generous portion. Well, damn. What do you want to do with her? I'll see about that. Just make sure the cage is closed and that you put the key somewhere near the cage. Else the collar she's wearing would go off, and we don't want that. I'll take a look at the collar tomorrow. I'm on it. Also, I miss you a lot. I miss you too, Ein. This is the overview of your estate. From here, you can choose which room to visit next. As the story progresses, more actions and repeatable events will become available. I need to visit my first stepdaughter and tell her about the news. She will probably be in her room. Room contains important actions. Room contains available actions. Room is unavailable. This is the home navigation UI. You can use it to access various rooms and perform available actions. You can access this overview again by pressing M on the keyboard. Bedroom, common rooms. Servant quarters, basement. Sleep with Ein, sleep with Zaha. Travel, a world map. And skip a day. Oh, it says time management too? Okay. Well, let's go see what the servants are doing. Or let's not go see what the servants are doing. Let's go to the common rooms. Can't go to the common rooms. I guess we can only go to the bedrooms. Master bedroom, Ein's bedroom, Shani's bedroom. She left their door open. She's probably in her bed. My first stepdaughter, Shani. It's fine. Shani, I would lie if I said I didn't miss her the most. They say a child always takes after one parent more than the other. When Ein takes after her mom, while Ein takes after her mom, Shani learned a lot from me. Never too naive, always focused on the important things. Her and Ein have not many things in common, now that I think about it. At least it made it easier to decide which one of them to train to, one day, following my footsteps. And I think that day has come. Shani! Dad, it's so good to see you back. How was your journey? Nothing too special. The tomb did hold something valuable, though, and it wasn't guarded very well, either. I'm glad it was a quick job. I don't think I could have endured Ein much longer. Don't be like that. You know she's a couple years younger than you. And if she didn't have her dad to watch over her, who knows what she would get herself into. Can't argue with that. Anyway, I wanted to ask you something. You know I always say that a day will come for you to join me in a tomb raid? You're not serious. I am, Shani. I think the day has come. Do you want to join me on my next trip? Yes! Ouch, could you not be so loud next? Of course I will come with you. I will start preparing right away. I think I've never seen her this excited. Let's see. Oh, I know. I'll take two. Two blades, double the fun. Haha, definitely useful against mummies. I have something else for you. I found this backpack some time ago. You need an outfit for our missions, and I think you'll like this one. This key is for the chest in your back room. Really? He's got like a locked chest in the back room? It's like, you can't open that until you're older. I stored some additional equipment in it over the years. You are the best. I'll leave you to try it out. We will head out tomorrow at noon. I need to visit the palace first. Make sure you're ready to go when I'm back. Oh, you bet I'll be ready. Thank you, Dad. See you soon. Soon, Shani. Neighbor is leaving. Okay, so now we're going to bedrooms. Master bedroom. My beautiful wife, Zara. Why don't you just do as you're told? But I did clean up the table. It seems that Ein had already gave her mom the dress back. But they're still arguing about mundane things. Ugh. No, Ein, when I came back the plates were still dirty. But I did clean them. That's enough. Shh, both of you. Kiss her, push her down, or go to sleep. I'm happy to see you, Zara. You look beautiful. I missed you, husband. Ein, I have some things to do with your mom. What your mom told you was right. You need to listen to her always, got it? Yes, Dad. She only wants your best. Now leave us alone, honey. Come here. Okay. Good night, Ein. Good night, Dad. Kissing. I love you, Grim. I love you too, wife. Now make your husband happy. I love how he just says, I love you too, wife. You know, it's that, like, he just calls her wife. He doesn't call her by her name. He's like, whatever. Ah. I missed this. Sucking noises. You're the best, Zara. I'm glad I picked you over your sister. She knew how to ride. But she was no match for you. Okay, that just shows it again. Zara, let's continue on the bed. Well, you have to click on the bed. So she's a better ride, hmm? We'll see about that, husband. Merneith, have mercy. You are so beautiful. Remember back when I still lived with my parents? Sucking noises. Ah, you took me right on the kitchen table, even though we had barely spoken before then. Yes, it was the fifth date with your sister. I was too curious to resist. The look on her face when the man she admired took her own sister's virginity. Just like that. Ah, Grim. Ah, do you still think my sister is a better ride? Wow, man, that's very old school Arabic. Like, I'm thinking of the, it was old, you know, where they'd have the whole family. I don't know, it's like, do you still think my sister is a better? Not sure, you got to show me again. Not sure, I've almost forgotten how she feels. You know she's married. As if that ever stopped me. Ah, fuck, I'm almost there. Fuck, ah. I love you. You fall asleep. End of day one. Day two. Ugh, time to check how the elf is doing. Okay, so, this is interesting. It seems to be more based in Arabic culture, you know, that tradition. So, it's almost like some hardcore Muslim patriarchy almost. Yeah, that's something we haven't really had here. We've done a lot of Japanese games, a lot more maybe American, not in America, but more Western games. We haven't had an approach like this before. So this is pretty different. I like it. It's like Mad Max if it happened in the Middle East. So, very, very interesting. If you guys want me to do some more, let me know. I definitely want to go through this. This is different, and it's kind of dark. We did shit. Like, they gave me options to do shit. I was like, ooh, I don't know. I know you guys are going to do all the crazy shit. And that's the fun thing about it, though. You get to play these however you want. If you don't like a decision, you can just click back, you know. It's pretty fun, pretty cool. And definitely support the developer. You can support the developer of this game on the Patreon and Subscribestar. There's a Discord also. So check all those out. And I am the Grim Lord, and I'll be out of here with Grimm's Uncanny Valley and Desert Stalker.